First time we meet, if I'm honest, I'll probably fling myself into your arms and kiss you. Or better yet, you grab me by the back of my hair and kiss me. But I think this voice note is supposed to be sexier than that. So for this scenario, I don't greet you at all. I don't even look at you. I just run right up to you and drop to my knees hard right in the airport and start trying to get your cock out. You grab me by the arm and wrench me up and whisper in my ear, "Not here. I have a car waiting." And we walk very quickly out of the airport, both gripping each other almost to the point of pain. We get to the car and you say, "All right, have at it," and just lean back. I tear open your zipper and immediately descend on your dick, kissing you all over your cock and balls, slightly adding time. I've been waiting so long for this, I need it to last. It's hard to control myself, the kissing turns to licking, and I lick from behind your balls up the front, continuing up your shaft and over the head, right back to the base. I suck the side of your cock up to the head and down the other side. I start back at your balls again, licking and sucking them fully into my mouth, running my tongue all over them. I have your cock tighten my grip, milking out the pre-cum, and you can slightly feel my nails. I release your balls with a pop and lick back up the underside of your dick. Well, this time, when I get to the head, I open my mouth and swirl my tongue around it, swallowing down your pre-cum. It's delicious, and slowly push you into my mouth. I get you right into my throat and suck hard, your hands going into my hair, mine bracing myself on your thighs. I swallow and you groan. I open my mouth and you help by pushing my head so I can take you that last bit further until I can lick your balls. I need air, but I keep swallowing you down. I need your cock more. We ease off the pressure and I start sucking your cock in earnest, holding and slightly pulling at your balls, licking them each time I get to the base. I have to stop for a second to catch my breath. I can barely hold my head up from oxygen deprivation. You pet my hair and tell me it's exactly how you imagined, and I was made to be on my knees for you. I'm breathing better, so I start sucking your dick again, biting lightly at the sides and head, and licking and sucking your balls, running my tongue up your shaft, and finally again, taking you fully into my mouth. This time I don't draw it out as much. This time I need you to come. I need you to come more than I need anything in this moment. And you can't help it, but you start bucking into my face as I try to take you as deep as I can, moving my tongue side to side, trying to provide as much sensation as possible, holding your balls and rubbing them so they're covered in saliva so much that it feels like I'm licking them with my fingers. You pull my hair harder, helping me move my head fast enough. I go harder, swallowing over and over, gagging at the intensity, but I can't stop. I need your cum. I suck harder and moan louder, and the back of my throat is going to be bruised. You warn me that you're about to come, so I take you as far down my throat as I can, swallowing over and over, milking your cock with my throat, and you finally come. I feel it jet down the back of my throat and I moan. I'm dripping on the floor of the car. With you still inside my mouth, I run my tongue firmly along the underside of your cock, making sure all of your cum gets inside of me. I'm not wasting a drop. I ease off and we're both breathing hard. You bring me up to sit beside you and I lean against your chest. I can barely stay awake. You pet me and tell me to rest until we get back to your place, because we're not done yet. You've got plans.